This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin began talks on Monday, Russian news agencies reported. Xi has begun a three-day visit to Moscow meant to show his close ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Marcus Harton narrates this report from the VOA Moscow Bureau.
The centerpiece of this week's visit by the Chinese president is Beijing's support for Moscow in its war against Ukraine and the peace proposal that China has presented to both parties. Experts say the proposal is especially important for China. Both Beijing and Moscow have focused in recent weeks on the lifting of sanctions as a requirement to achieve peace in Ukraine, something that shows sanctions against Moscow are biting. Experts believe that China needs to get out of the current situation as much as Russia does. For the VOA Moscow Bureau, Marcus Harton, VOA News.
The European Union foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday weighed in on the International Criminal Court warrant for Russian President Putin. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
3, 2, 1. Moscow immediately dismissed the warrant as irrelevant because Russia is no longer a signatory to the treaty that created the ICC. But the EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, told reporters Monday the warrant is certainly valid elsewhere.
If he travels to one of the members of this international agreement, he should be immediately arrested.
In light of the warrant, Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielis Landsbergis repeated the call for the EU to set up a war crimes tribunal for Ukraine. He said the warrant also cast Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow Monday in a different light.
Well, visiting a war criminal is, brings a different light to the whole visit.
This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrived in India Monday, where he's expected to announce a new plan for a free and open Indo-Pacific and deepen Tokyo's relationship with New Delhi. Prime Minister Kishida began the day by laying a wreath at the tomb of Mahatma Gandhi, India's iconic freedom leader in New Delhi. He then met with his Indian counterpart, Narendra Modi. The Indian Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that Kishida and Modi have already discussed their priorities for their respective presidencies of the G7 and G20. North Korea says its ballistic missile launch over the weekend simulated a nuclear attack against South Korea. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The North has been holding demonstrations this month to protest the largest joint military drills in years between the U.S. and South Korea. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, instructed his military to hold more drills to sharpen the war readiness of his nuclear forces in the face of aggression by his enemies. North Korea's neighbors detected the short-range ballistic missile being launched Sunday, less than an hour before the U.S. flew long-range B-1B bombers for training with South Korean warplanes. The North characterizes the U.S.-South Korea exercises as a rehearsal to invade, though the allies insist they are defensive in nature. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse and assume billions in losses. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
In a shotgun merger engineered by Swiss authorities and announced on Sunday, UBS will buy rival Swiss bank Credit Suisse for more than $3 billion and assume up to $5.4 billion in losses. UBS Chair Colm Kelleher.
We have agreed a framework of support with the Swiss regulators which ensures a successful integration in the best interests of Switzerland and protects our shareholders.
The deal won applause from other central bankers keen to avoid market-shaking turmoil.
And that was Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom. Residents in southern Australian town of Menindi on Sunday called for authorities to act promptly to clean up hundreds of thousands of dead fish found floating in the nearby Darling River. Environmental authorities say low levels of oxygen in Australia's second longest river were to blame for the mass fish die-off in a remote part of New South Wales state. That's west of the state capital, Sydney. New South Wales police said late on Sunday that an emergency operations center was being set up in Menindi to coordinate the disposal of the decomposing fish and to organize the supply of clean water. Governments gave their blessing Sunday to a major new UN report on climate change after approval was held up by a battle between rich and developing countries over emissions targets. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.